Welcome into the Big Red Express. Robbie Vogler here, all ODU, all the time, and coming up in just a matter of seconds, I've got a special conversation with the head coach of the Old Dominion women's basketball team. That is Coach Delisha Milton-Jones. We talk about the season so far, how you kind of get over the yips per se on the free throw line, her favorite Christmas movie, and so much more. Delisha Milton-Jones, conversation coming up next. Enjoy. Coach, first off, thanks for taking some time and chatting with us today.
You are quite welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
Coach, let's talk about the beginning of the season, starting off 2-3, and now you've won six games in a row. What's changed? How has the season kind of turned around for you and your ladies?
I think the thing that changed for us is we finally came to some level of comfortability with one another, with my offensive and defensive philosophies behind the systematic approach that we have on both ends of the floor. It just was a matter of time before everyone kind of settled in and had a clear understanding of how they implement themselves in the grand scheme of things. We had eight new faces added to our 15-woman roster. So that's a lot of new faces and a lot of new teachings or undoings to do from all the different places that they're coming from.
How important is that to, you know, to keep the spirits up? Starting 2-3, obviously not the most ideal position, but early in the season, you know, growing pains are going to happen, especially with that many new faces. How was it for you and the other coaches on the team to kind of keep morale up, knowing that it's only going to get better as the season progresses?
I think it was a matter of me coming in every single day and reminding them of what the end goal is. And that we have to go through these bumps and bruises and this maturation process early on, win or lose, because there's something to learn from all of it. If we happen to lose, we will still hold our heads high, because the end goal says that we are going to be a good team and we're going to have a great season. I just had to remind them every day that we are a good team and there's a lesson to learn from no matter what it is that we're experiencing. Let's take the lesson. Let's flush the rest, and let's move forward.
Coach Delisha Milton-Jones, the head coach of the ODU women's basketball team, joining us on the phone. Coach, six wins in a row. You have a little break because of final exams. How do you keep that momentum up starting, you know, we've said it plenty of times, 2-3. You've won the last six in a row. Are you afraid that the momentum kind of stops because of this little break in the middle of the season?
I think one of the luxuries of them having me as a coach is I'm the queen of compartmentalization.
Okay.
And if it serves me well in my life, I think it's only fitting that I implement that in theirs as well. Yes, it's finals time. Yes, we've had a six-game win streak predominantly at home. We still have work to do. Put in place the space that is needed for finals, and then within that, we can start to progressively prepare for what's next. Once we get back into the swing of things in terms of our scout and our practices, I feel like we will find our rhythm again rather quickly. Even though we're coming up against a tremendous program in Mississippi State, Power 5 school that I knew putting it on the schedule at this moment in the year could be difficult for us to conquer. But I have complete confidence in my players and my coaching staff and our ability to scout and put together great game plans.
You talked about the success that you've had at home at the Chartway Arena. How important is that going into the Sun Belt Conference play, which will come up later this month? How important is kind of that success that you have at home, knowing that, hey, people are afraid to come play us when they come here to play us in Norfolk?
Well, you said it. You know, not only are we trying to win and we want to protect this house, being an Under Armour school, get it? Protect this house. That's their slogan and their mantra.
I love it.
But shout out to Under Armour. But outside of that, you want to send messages. And I think the appropriate message has been sent. When you come to ODU, and you are walking into the Trotway Arena, or when you step foot off of the airplane into Norfolk, Virginia, you know that you are going to have a dogfight on your hands, and we are going to be relentless in our approach. I love the fact that we are solidifying ourselves as a beast on the court at home, because those are the things that this women's program is used to doing. When you go back into the wee days when Nancy Lieberman was in of the world, were playing for ODU, it was hard to come in here and beat the Monarchs. And I want to replicate that however I can in this modern day age that we're playing.
You talk about Nancy Lieberman, and I want to touch on that just briefly. She had her statue unveiled a couple of months ago on the campus of Old Dominion University, right in between the Student Performance Center and the Chartway Arena. How important is that legacy, and how awesome is it to have somebody that is still out in the basketball world, one of the greatest to ever play the game, and she's an alumni, but not only an alumni of Old Dominion women's basketball, but a proud ambassador to Old Dominion women's basketball. How important is that to you as a coach and also to your players?
Robbie, look, Nancy is probably one of our best examples that we have to speak of, and she's so very deserving of everything that has been given to us on the Hudson blue carpet that we roll out for her. I think she's probably one of our best recruiters because she's always in the media, always doing things the right way. She is an ambassador, and I love the fact that she represents ODU to the fullest, inside and out. It is within her DNA. I think that Nancy, when you look at her resume, she is very well deserving of this honor, and for her to be alive and be a living legend and be able to experience this, it just means so much to her, and I know it means a lot to our program.
Coach Milton Jones, I want to ask you this question, because going into the game on this past Sunday against Norfolk State, a very good team in the MEAC, probably one of the top teams in the MEAC, you get out of that only 9 turnovers. One of the best games that you probably have played as a team. How awesome was that to see your ladies kind of putting it all together, especially as we approach the Sun Belt Conference play?
I'm super excited about the fact that we could take care of the ball the way that we did against the MEAC opponent in Norfolk State. They are known for speeding you up and being scrappy on the defensive end, which leads to a lot of turnovers, which leads to increased possessions for them or opportunities for them to score. When you look at who we were the first, I don't know, 5 games of our season, we would have 10, minimally 10 free throws more than our opponents, 10 or more possessions, 15 plus more possessions than our opponents, and we were turning the ball over almost 20 times a game. So it's almost like we were playing 2 games in 1. And the conversation I would have with the players is, hey, you guys, we have to be more intelligent in our approach. It's one thing to work hard and play hard, but it's another to play smart and intelligently. And we're shooting ourselves in the foot by giving the ball away that many times, having that many more possessions, and missing that many free throws. And once we started to rectify those things, now we're on the other side of the win-loss column.
That voice you hear is head coach of the ODU women's basketball team, Coach Delisha Milton Jones. Coach, you mentioned it just moments ago, talking about the numbers at the free throw line. And earlier in the season, you could kind of tell that you were winning games, but you probably could have been winning a lot more if you were hitting more of those shots. That is something that I guess comes with the territory when this is a free throws that you're doing your entire life playing basketball. How does one work on those? Is it just constant reps? Is it a mental thing that gets into it? How do you rectify the situation when it's a struggle for your team?
Well, it depends on the individual. You know, as you can look at it as a whole on the stat sheet and be like, oh my gosh, they're a bad free throw shooting team.
Right.
But it's your individuals that make up the whole of those results. So you have to look at each individual, and you have to understand what are the nuances and the glitches in this individual's system that is allowing them to not be successful at the free throw line. For some, it's a matter of anxiety. For others, it's a matter of mechanics. For others, it may be a combination of all of the above. So I had a lot of individual conversations with a lot of my players and just broke things down, spent a lot of downtime in the gym, just me, them, ball in the basket. And I say, hey, you know what? Go through your routine. When I say stop, stop. Okay, watch your feet. Okay, look at your hips. All right, where are your eyes? And you break the shot down like that, and now they almost self-correct, and you give them small habits that will enhance their mechanics, enhance their mentality, or whatever it is that they need in that moment so they're successful.
A couple more for you, Coach, before we let you go, and we appreciate you taking some time and chatting with us today. Sunbelt Conference play is just a couple of weeks away. First couple of games on the road against App State and James Madison. It's your first year in the Sunbelt Conference. Is the mindset different going into this conference play rather than last year, knowing it's, you know, kind of a step up in conference?
Yeah, the mindset is different. The mindset is different where we're coming in with an open mind because we don't know what we're going to meet up against. Film can show one thing, but a lot of teams have new additions to it. I know the coaches may be there and their philosophies may be the same, but you won't know what you're walking into once that ball is tipped up in the air. So we're coming with an open mind, but the one consistent thing that we are going to bring to play is who we are, the foundation of who we are. And I think we're identifying ourselves more easily in terms of being a defensive team. We're going to move the ball offensively, and we're going to give you a tough outing every time we match up.
Coach Delisha Milton-Jones joining us on the phone. One last one before we let you go. It's the holiday season. Everyone wants to know. I mean, I've been getting requests all the time being like, can you ask Coach Delisha Milton-Jones what her favorite Christmas or holiday movie is? Coach, the people want to know. Can you give me that answer?
Oh, let me see. What is the one? Is it A Christmas Story where he wants the rifle for Christmas?
That's the one.
You got to shoot your eye out.
Yes, ma'am.
That's my favorite right there.
I love it. I love it so much. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. Good luck down in Tampa in the Suncoast Challenge. Again, you can listen to every single play, every single moment of ODU women's basketball right here on ESPN Radio 94.1. Coach, thanks so much. Enjoy kind of the little break before you kind of get back in action. And good luck the rest of the season. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.